Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 24. A few days removed from the high-profile Racine County Board vote to sell the Ridgewood Care Center to an Illinois company, Supervisor Monty Osterman suggests it was one of the most difficult choices they faced because of so much information to consider. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Osterman noted the safeguards for Racine County will be in the final contract with Villa Healthcare.
Those are things that I'm not privy to yet because Corporation Counsel and the County Executive will hammer through all of those items and present a contract to the County Board to ratify. Now, they are very well aware of all the concerns and the comments and the requests that the County Board members have in regards to Ridgewood and are very willing to try and incorporate those.
The sale of Ridgewood for $10.5 million is projected to be finalized by the end of February. At the conclusion of a lengthy meeting, the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission voted against rezoning, a conditional use permit, and the site and operational plans for the 170 residential unit senior campus at Campbell's Wood along Highway KR. Prior to the first of three motions to deny, Commission Chair Davis Driver pointed out it was just one proposal for the site at this time. Village Trustee John Hansen, while acknowledging no one wants it in their backyard, called the project a huge benefit to our community.
Especially our seniors. Who really deserve this? I think it's going to produce a lot of jobs. There are going to be jobs that our community needs. It's going to increase our tax base by $500,000. We are going to need that to provide the level of service our residents wish and deserve in our community.
The Plan Commission's recommendations to deny approval for the senior campus at Campbell Woods goes to the Mount Pleasant Board's January 9th meeting. Two projects that involve loans from Racine County were approved by the County Board this week. One funds the purchase of new radio equipment for several county fire departments. Each will repay the loans over the next 10 years, plus a 2% administrative fee. The other involves improvements to the intersection of Washington and Sycamore Avenues in preparation for a traffic signal. The county will pay $100,000 of the cost, and it will be reimbursed by the Village of Mount Pleasant for half that amount, plus the administrative fee. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was praised for his work on the agreements, Supervisor Q.A. Shakur calling them great efforts.
This is good collaborative effort, and this is great teamwork by the county and also the local municipalities.
Both proposals were approved unanimously. Last week, we brought you the story of some Northeast Side Racine residents complaining about a three-week gap in their solid waste pickup and 4 weeks on recycling because of the Christmas and New Year's holidays, for which some adjustments have since been announced by Public Works, also affecting Friday collections. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
There's no solid waste collection tomorrow, Friday, December the 23rd, as well as Friday, December 30th. Tomorrow's solid waste will be picked up on Tuesday, December 27th, along with that day's regular collections, but no Friday recycling. Materials from December 30th, those will have to wait until January 6th, including the recycling, when the schedule for that resumes with the Green Zone. Now, as for the Monday Solid Waste Group, the 26th will be collected on Wednesday the 28th, along with normal Wednesday pickups. No January 2nd solid waste collection. The schedule then resumes January 9th, recycling with the Gold Zone. The amended schedule is also on the City of Racine website. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
A Racine police officer was slightly hurt early this morning while trying to take a suspect into custody on the city's north side. The officer slipped in the snow and ice and went to Ascension All Saints Emergency with fire department paramedics for treatment of a right ankle injury. Sergeant Adam Malacara says the incident happened in the 1800 block of Hagerer Street before 5 a.m. The individual was apprehended with police deploying a taser against him. Millions of people across the country have learned that Eau Claire, Wisconsin is the home to one of the latest winners on the TV show, The Price is Right. Deborah Kidd brought her hometown that glory yesterday when she won $60,000, including a new SUV, on the show that had actually been recorded back in November. Kidd had to keep her winnings a secret until the episode aired. She says it's amazing that someone from Eau Claire made it all the way to national television. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.